There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. Instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel, and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got
something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. Motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Anyone trying to bring trouble your way?
The city of tape of N.W.A.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers would stop coming up to me with your hands out,
looking up to me like you want something free.
When my last CD was out.
You weren't bumping me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Wow.
Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chot the Wrong Suit.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Wow, what a special day. What a special day. What's up, y'all? Of course, we're in the alternative studio once again. This will be the last one we do here. I apologize for that once
maybe.
Again.
Maybe.
Oh, for now. Yeah. For now. We're figuring it out, all right?
Like that.
We got a special 5-person episode
Ooh,
today.
Yeah,
we brought in an extra chair for y'all because mm-hmm. it's a special occasion.
Ain't never done that before.
Wow. Really?
We've never. Told people, nah, your homie can't come.
That's right.
That's facts.
We do say no.
Amen.
So maybe it was kind of kismet. As they say, it
sure.
was meant to happen that we were in a different studio because normally we don't have room for 5 people.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And this time we had we're in here,
destiny,
and we got room.
Life.
Wow.
Yeah, originally, y'all was gonna have to squeeze on either side of me in the couch, and then I was just gonna pass my mic.
Right. Or someone was gonna have to sit on my lap
between a mic and a hard place.
Damn.
But I wanted to make sure to show love to these dudes. I've kind of just known y'all for a minute on accident, or maybe it wasn't an accident. Maybe it was the universe. You feel me?
Yeah,
I've watched your come up through the years. From at first, I just knew y'all as dancers. And then y'all was backup dancers. Mm. And then y'all was like main dancers. Mm. And then y'all started rapping.
Mm.
And then I heard your songs all over TikTok.
Mm.
You might know them dancing as the Future Kings.
Yes, sir.
Now they be rapping.
Okay, bro.
Kangstas. Mm. individuals. There's Mr. Kang here. There's Mr. Renz here. And make some noise for y'all. Thanks for coming.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys for having me.
Side note, you guys have a really nice handshake.
Oh, you saw that?
I couldn't miss it. Side note, if you're not watching, you have to watch. You guys have a whole thing going on. Y'all play patty cake.
Oh, come on now.
The NBA
damn
players.
It, yeah. Okay, let's see it.
Do it again.
This is 10 years.
10 years in the making.
We can have a conversation with you. Handle our business.
Right. You said Miss Mary Mac.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Fire.
Y'all missed that one part. No, it's cool.
They're like, shit, we have to start over.
Y'all telling me that y'all don't have a handshake?
We do not.
I was just gonna say,
what's up, bro?
Y'all been friends for so long.
So this is 20 years, and it used to be just hugging a handshake. Now after COVID, we don't be hugging anymore.
No.
All right, dog. I see you later, dog.
that's your job is to initiate the conversation about a handshake.
Nah,
because that was my job.
Nah, it's done.
So you just
back,
so wait, how
back
do you guys shake hands? All right, if y'all don't have a handshake, how do you guys shake hands?
We do this.
Yeah, we don't even shake hands anymore.
That's crazy.
Hey, Rigo.
Is that Rigo?
Man's got germs,
hey, Rigo.
Bro.
That's the handshake. That's Rigo's handshake.
Yeah, what's up, bro? What's up, bro?
I don't be shaking no hands.
Bro, y'all too LA, bro.
Y'all something else.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
We know the love is
y'all
there.
Y'all know what I'm
we
talking about.
We don't need to express it physically.
Yeah. Right. But like back in the day, there was a couple of little silly ass handshakes that was basically stole from gangs. That nigga just to do.
Oh,
but then
man.
You grow out of that
oh,
shit.
Oh, but then yeah. There's this one here. This one is always kind of, or this was just me and Chris.
Was it?
Yeah. Two fingers up down.
What?
That's cute. You can do it from anywhere.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
That is a segment. That's funny.
But shit.
But no, it's like together.
Yeah, oh, two fingers
touch.
And then they touch.
All
right, that's a different kind of connection. That's a different kind of chemistry to be able to.
Yeah, you
got to
be cool enough.
Yeah.
And kind of
you don't miss.
What? Kind of celibate.
Sober.
Nah. I thought you said celibate.
I mean, that too. That always helps with balance.
Well, I want to start off by saying I met y'all. How old were you guys? Jeanette, is that show in Chicago?
Yeah.
I was 14.
14.
I was 17. I was a senior.
I was a freshman. Yep.
How old are you guys now?
24.
I'm 27.
That's why they showed up with Jaeger.
10 years.
And you guys have been best friends since how long?
Since that time, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I remember I think I was host. I don't know if I was performing at that show. I was definitely, I think I was hosting. Oh. Was it for a school in Chicago or was it like a talent show?
It was just a venue that happened to be a school. Yeah.
Okay.
And
Academy of Heroes. That's what it was called.
Oh, was it an Academy? Oh, y'all were opening.
Yep. No. We were the pizza boys.
We were volunteers.
We were there for you.
Oh!
We brought your pizza.
Yeah, we had
you guys weren't
shirt.
Even performing?
Nah.
Oh, shit!
Bro, our first video on our YouTube page, if you dig like super deep down to the very depths, it's like there's a shadow. Like, it's like our first performance outside of school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a talent show.
And we had this long, stupid intro where I like shouted out my ex-girlfriend, my cousin, my auntie, my brother. I was shouting out everybody.
Yeah.
And then we're like, come on, follow us. And we're like walking
we went
back
to the dressing room.
Yeah. We're supposed to be staffed that night. We didn't know we were going to perform. So like we're pulling up, giving you your pizza. And we're like, can you shout out to TFK? He was like,
shout out to who?
TFK. Shout out to TFK. All right, cool. And then it goes right into the performance.
Yeah.
That was me being funny, by the way, not being an asshole.
Yeah,
he was,
sure.
He was.
Of course.
Yeah,
right. Hold on. Let's pour this up while you ask.
Okay,
questions.
This young man requested Jaeger.
I don't even know how to
You requested
this
that?
Anymore.
Bro, of course.
That's like crazy.
Of course. Without it helps my stomach. Like, it helps with my...
Is this... How old are you again?
27.
Said it helps my stomach.
Look,
there's like missing cup.
I'm not mad. Oh, no, you don't drink.
Oh, no drink?
I don't, but I will for today.
Oh. Don't feel pressure because Rick doesn't drink at all, ever.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
Hey. All this chemistry.
All this chemistry.
I'm jealous, dog.
So, yeah.
He double cupping it.
Yeah, it's all good. Jaeger, I haven't had Jaeger since... Shit, when's the last time I had some Jägermeister?
I don't know, I just had a flashback from college when I had Jaeger.
But I don't mind black licorice.
No wonder why you said it helps your stomach. That's like medicine.
You shooting it or you sipping it?
I think I'm just
Where did tequila
it?
Go?
Yeah,
I wanted to see how y'all was going.
You don't sip Jaeger
y'all
because
set,
it's like...
You see me, I'm like, excuse me.
So Rick, if you could imagine...
I've smelled it
The Pepsi's for taking.
That's like poop medicine. Like your parents give you when your tummy's upset. That's what it tastes like.
It
tastes like root beer to me.
Oh,
I can see that.
She brought up the
kind of.
Oh, this is yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Get your bougie.
She was like, "I'm gonna pretend."
I was
no,
like, you
can't
know
do
what?
It.
I really wanted to be cool, and then the moment you said it helps my stomach, it reminded me that it doesn't help my stomach.
Oh, okay. Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I would all rather right. enjoy this. So,
hey,
cheers.
I respect that.
Yeah,
I gotta respect
y'all.
That.
Cheers to you, gentlemen.
Uh-huh. Cheers,
sir,
cheers
yes,
to 10 years.
Yes.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. How'd it feel?
You know what? Not as bad as I remember.
Okay, cool.
Bad.
It's you know black what? Licorice.
You said bad.
It is black licorice.
It's black licorice.
Yeah. Okay.
But like when you were beginning to experience different types of drink and someone hands you some Jaeger and you're like, what the fuck?
All I knew is that the night was about to be lit.
Right.
Jaeger comes out. We're having a good time.
Have you had the best nights of your life? on Jaeger?
I did, actually. The night that I'm remembering, it was when I was underage. Don't drink underage. And I was drinking. And this restaurant that we always used to go to was in the town where my college was. And they knew that we all were underage, but they didn't care. So they would, you know, they served us up. It was a great night. And let's just say it resulted in everybody needing to clean up after themselves the next day.
Yes.
Yeah. But honestly, it was so much fun.
What do people do with it? Oh, Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs. Jaeger bombs. It was a great night.
Shot of Jaeger in a beer. Bloop. And then you drink it.
Oh, no.
Right?
See, me picking Jaeger should let y'all know I'm still a novice drinker. I don't know.
That's
really
cool. Hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
But it also like knowing what it tastes like and drinking it is not as bad as being like, yo, try this out. But yes, so y'all was pizza boys that night.
Yep.
I just remember these little skinny, little excited little boys coming up, showing love. And I was like, okay, cool. I got y'all in the vlog.
Yeah.
That was. And it was.
Yeah. My childhood, I was like, woo,
damn,
I made it.
Fellas, now we all know it's all about confidence when it comes time for some sex. And what better way to boost your confidence than a fun round with your partner, all courtesy of the Chewables from BlueChew.com. Now, what is BlueChew.com? BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. And now they also have a Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables with the active ingredients in Levitra and Staxin, so you can stay hard and fresh. Now, Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. You know what I mean? Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Now, BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than any pharmacy. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. And guys, here's a special deal for you. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code TIM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIM to receive your first month free. BlueChew.com, promo code TIM.
Yo, what's the first thing you do when you wake up? For me, it's pooping. I doubt that it's checking up on your credit score, okay? At Chime, that's exactly what they do. With their secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. Chime reports your payments to credit bureaus to help you build credit over time. The members see an increase of 30 points on average. That's a lot of points. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. I mean, come on, son. Your credit, it's important. So, start your credit journey with Chime, all right? Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score whatsoever. Get started at Chime.com/NoChaser. Yeah, that's Chime.com/NoChaser. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply except at MoneyPass, ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Have a nice day.
Aww.
Go to that video.
We got
to
pull up the photo. We need to see this.
I'll plug it in there.
Plug it in there.
And then I remember I ran into y'all years later when you were dancing with Ayo and Tayo. What event was that for?
I think it was for NBA.
NBA Live. No, it was an NBA game.
It was?
Yeah.
It was
NBA Live.
Yeah.
And
it was at the W.
Yeah.
Yes.
The pool shit on the floor.
Yes. And I remember like, hey, well, look at you guys.
We were like, we finally did it. We have business with the niggas. And then that was the first night I met Ricky. And that's when I was really turned because seeing him by himself was always a little like, Like, I can imagine, like, for some people, it's like seeing me without you, right, or seeing you without me. Mm. That's how I felt, because you two, like, y'all, you made a joke that night that we did the NBA Live thing. We had a video. You were like, bro, I raised the motherfuckers. I was like, and I was just telling him, I was like, you guys, like seriously did. Like, when literally, we got out of school, 4 hours of Chunk Dirty, traffic.
Damn.
You guys babysat us, man. Thanks, man. You guys got us, kept us at the crib.
I remember saying that, and this fool was like, yeah, now we the same height. No, now I'm taller. Or something like that.
Exactly.
That happened a long time ago.
Yo. I also remember that vlog, because somebody in that vlog was like, you know what? He was talking to me. He was like, black people don't find you funny. And I was like, oh, what?
That's cap.
I mean, we don't.
You don't think he's funny? It's like, why do you think I'm here? That's the help everybody.
Rick is
the
funny.
I've been hanging around because he make me look funny with his unfunniness.
And tall.
Yeah, right? Damn. Yo, girls think I'm huge because of being next to you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Be like,
and
6'4".
And
like,
people think I'm huge because of standing next to you.
And because
you're
huge.
I'm not.
Damn.
They don't.
But hey, people think I'm way taller than how tall I am in real life too. Like, they always like, mm-hmm, that's what they always, oh, we thought you was gonna be way taller, but nah, I'm tiny. So let me ask you this. When did the transition, like, okay, so I remember seeing the dance videos become really popping, right? I remember seeing those doing numbers on YouTube, yeah, and shit, right? At what point was it like, did you guys always wanna rap, or was somebody like, y'all should rap?
You know what's crazy is, like, we get this question a lot, and it always, for some people, seems like a transition, and I used to deny it. Like, mm-hmm, I used to deny the transition, but when we were dancing prior, it was like the music that we were dancing to, after a while, like, at first when we were dancing, it was only to music that we could either, like, super, like, mm-hmm, it would compel us to move, or mm-hmm, we could relate to it, like, super, like, we're just connected. But after a while, the song started getting more and more vague and more, like, geared towards other stuff, and I was like, man, if this music could relate to me, I would dance so much better. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like a quest to finally, like, I guess, fulfill that space of creativity where, like, I'm dancing to music that I really, really rock with. And sometimes it was like, it was either the music was super old, or the artist, like, got canceled or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always some BS that I would have to go through like that. Right. So I was like, you know what?
Damn, we can't dance to Bumpy Grind.
Right. Oh, come on, man. So I was like, dude.
Damn, we can't dance to Bill Cosby.
Right. Oh, if shit. Hey, look, here you go. Look, right. If I wait, does Bill Cosby have music?
No.
Because I need to hear that. I need to hear that. I need it, but I can't relate to that.
Oh, God.
I can't relate to that. So,
right,
that's
so it's not going to make you move.
For me, it was like, we have to relate, and it has to be lit, and with us it'll be new, but we've been making music all our lives.
Word. So hey, I'm gonna tell you this, you guys make good music.
Whoa.
It don't suck.
Hey, you don't suck.
Hey.
Thank you,
because a lot of dancer rappers aren't good.
They can't.
Yeah
damn.
Yeah, like AOT. No. I don't know them like that.
Happy New Year.
Y'all still talk to them?
It's a joke.
Yeah. Those are the boys for life.
Need a sign at the top.
I'll tell you this, I was pleasantly surprised when I heard you guys' music. I was like, oh shit, look at them. Okay. Yeah, man.
What was one that, like, surprised you?
What was that one? Okay, you guys had one with Hobson, which was fire.
We have two.
Two of Hobson. There was one before that. It was like one. It was almost like y'all had everybody had a verse. It was like when it was like a big group and everyone had a verse. I was like,
Cash.
Yes, I was like, oh, everybody's getting off right now.
Cakes the Activity starring Hobson.
I was like, I was like, word. I enjoy this. I tell you what, guys, I'm on a track with this fool. If you listen to, if there's a Brian Poos Post remix, 5 a.m. remix, we're on a track together.
I love that.
If you want to listen to that song, check it out.
It's out.
Yeah, it's out. Who knows? You might see a video one day.
It's out.
it's story. He's not mad. Is he mad for other reasons? We're not going to talk about
that. This is the one where I'm like, somebody fill me in later. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Look, the song is 2 years old, and when it came out, I was the happiest man in the world, because obviously growing up watching you and Brian was like, y'all just inspired me to do a whole bunch of shit. Like, on YouTube as a 12-year-old, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker funny as hell. I wasn't saying this motherfucker funny as hell, but I would laugh, like, genuinely, and then seeing Brian fulfill, like, his dance career was awesome. And then seeing, like, how far that could take you, like, in my grandfather's basement, I'm just like, damn, I could do that shit. Mm. So I combined, like, I had to find a way to combine y'all shit.
Yeah, you're
like,
doing it,
and
bro.
And I'm like, damn. And then I met him, and then it was over. It was over. Like, yeah, bro. We filled in each other's blanks. Pause.
That's a funny one.
I mean, it's a great one.
Yeah. I had to think about that. I was like, oh. No,
just meshed together.
If I said cracks and crevices, it would have been worse.
Hey, let me fill in your blank.
Fill your blank, though. Yeah.
And then you also copied me and got engaged? Congrats.
Hey, it's real love, man. You can't. It's real love, dude.
That's lit, bro. Congrats
on
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're still planning. We're still planning because me, like weddings and shit, like that shit is stressful. Like, it's I'm sure. I'm probably going to have to ask you for advice on that shit.
I mean, I'm going to just send you to Chia and she could tell you because she basically handled everything.
Is it always the woman that knows what to do?
I kind of let her take the reins on that. And I was like, all right, man, just let... For our wedding, I wanted to make sure the food was fire. Main thing for me. And she made sure the shit was real aesthetically beautiful all around. Mm-hmm. And I added a little like funny shit in there. Like we had little like weird, like funny portraits of us like in the wedding and shit. I wanted to make it a little more personal. Yeah, exactly. And she made it real like beautiful. I was trying to make it personal. You feel me?
Yes. I know for sure that the food has to be good. I want people to have options really. Like whenever I go to a wedding, it's either like salmon or like some regular shit. I'm just like, I don't always want to eat this shit at a wedding. So like I might have some food trucks.
Oh, let me put you on game.
For real?
Real quick. Where are you guys getting married at?
In Vegas.
Okay.
Not like at the chapels and shit, but
dude,
like,
this will work because a lot of people don't know this, but so we had an In-N-Out truck pull up. People know this.
You could do that?
Yes. Yeah, we had an In-N-Out truck pull up at like 10 p.m. after the initial catering and all that.
Oh.
And they're not even that expensive, dog. It's like two racks for like to feed 200 people. It's crazy.
Well, it's not even going to be 200 people, but that's going to work perfectly then.
That's literally a cheat code. Oh, you go to a wedding with no shoes?
What?
On a beach.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm like, hey, look, hey, y'all didn't know that.
You show up with shoes. That's you like, take them off.
At my mom's house? What you saying?
Huh?
At an Asian house?
Hey, take your shoes off. So
y'all Asian, y'all supposed to like.
I know. I was like, that's why I threw me off.
No, hell no. He was about to flex up on me. He's like, I was like,
what are you saying, bro? You attacking us?
No.
And then you've been with your lady as well.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I mean, I love to see y'all thriving, bro.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've like known you since you were such youngins, and it's great to see like career, personal shit popping.
Lots of development.
It's beautiful.
Okay, well, since we're talking about relationships, you guys are, again, popping across all platforms, not just on one. How is it being in a relationship while getting so much attention? How do you guys navigate it?
My phone dry.
Same.
Is it?
Okay.
By choice.
Right, so... Yeah. Which you see, everybody's looking at you. Everybody has the assumption that y'all have so many girls just hitting you up. What is it actually like? You said no.
Honestly, it's like we stay connected with our friends, like our family. Like that's really where our phones are blowing up.
I feel like, man, on some deep shit. I feel like people only go through that problem when they don't have people like other things around them that fulfills that for them already. Like. Right. Luckily, we're in a situation where we are each other's company. Mm. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't
his
always...
His family's my family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, vice versa. So not everyone has company all the time or things to do. Like, people literally just don't have shit to do, so they always
also, they let themselves be distracted by...
Yeah, it's a distraction. Like, that's what I feel like. And then I just feel like that shit overwhelms you. Like, if you look at your phone, you see, like, oh, damn, she's fine. Mm. She's fine, too. Wait, she's fine, too. Like, it's just, yeah, it's overwhelming.
I also
like,
think it's...
No,
it's,
here's what you do, dog. Fuck them up. No. Nice. Just give it bad
ass. Nah, bro.
Rick is here to be like, hey, just throw them my way.
Listen, nephew.
So no, here's what you do.
Rick is that uncle. He's like, hey, come here.
Hey, I hate them uncles.
What?
Yeah. You ain't supposed to be loving these old men.
Man, they're the worst.
But you know how you know that you guys are being honest is that your first reaction was, my shit is dry. There was no hesitation. There wasn't even a pause. And I think it's dope that you guys have each other.
Yeah,
because it is very easy, you know, as soon as you start getting on, especially when people you've looked up to.
Yeah.
Has there ever been somebody that you guys admired that wanted to work? I'm using air quotes. I don't know how it is for guys. I know a lot of girls always get hit up with people that want to work. Do you guys deal with the same thing? Maybe
I deal with it on the reverse.
Okay.
Like what's really kind of weird is like,
I was about to say,
as see, like I'm a director. So like I'm a director, I'm a leader. I'm always like like coordinating these things. And so when I have to reach out to a woman that I respect,
how does that,
for me, it's a confidence thing. Like, I actually confidently will tell a woman, whether she's attractive or not, if I am compelled by her work, if I think that it's inspiring, I'm gonna hit her up and tell her that's dope. And if we have an opportunity to like make something happen on the entertainment side or like some content or whatever, like, it would be cool. Like, so I don't want to ever close that lane off because of, oh, well, I have a girlfriend. Right. Well, if it really had nothing to do with it.
Right, it shouldn't be a problem.
Do you have to start it off with, hey, no funny shit. I'm trying to work for real.
Today, in today's world,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like that might be necessary, considering if, like, the girl has, a commitment or anything like that. Like, yo, like, just so that you know. But it's come to the point where, like, everybody knows that I'm on business. Like, I don't go on my Instagram posting, like, thirst traps and, like, random stuff. I really am obsessed with I'm openly obsessed with the work. Like, I love this shit.
That's a flex. Right. Because most people signing into somebody's DMs to work, you always go, yeah, the work is dope. But if I work with this dude, he might try something, he's known for it. No matter how good he actually like leans on his work to try to get people.
I was like that as a shorty. I'm not gonna lie, because like I was in high school, I was just always trying to find a way to connect, like in any way, I'm trying to, like, if this girl just wants to be my friend, but like if I knew that like having my own clothing line would get some girls to wear my clothes and like I wanted to have some type of respect in my neighborhood, so like. I don't know, you know. At least it's a creative way, though.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
So remember those New Year's goals that you promised yourself that you would stick to this year? Well, HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. Get HelloFresh and skip the extra trip to the grocery store. Spend more time doing the things that you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your doorstep. One of the things that I love about HelloFresh is the convenience. Also, I don't have to think about what I'm going to make for dinner. Ingredients are delivered right to my door. The recipes are simple, and I'm still sticking to my New Year's goals. So I feel better about myself. And if you're trying to feel better about yourself, go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser65 and use the code NoChaser65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's NoChaser65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com and get America's number one meal kit.
My favorite flex was the delayed one. Just hit them up regular.
Right.
Hey, yo, we're doing this. It would be dope.
Right.
Mm. Knowing they think this motherfucker gonna try to talk to me. Yeah. I get that. Yep. And then you don't.
Yes.
Yep.
That was my favorite.
Right. That's wisdom. Because
you could sometimes see them be like, fuck he think he is.
Keeping it professional.
I mean, before Chia, I was trying to fuck everything.
But not with the business related. I never use the, put you in a skit because I want to fuck.
Right.
I want to fuck.
Oh, see,
and after that, if you want to be in a skit, that's cool.
No, so for me, it was like, I feel like it was like, if I was shooting a skit, I kept it as professional as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then afterwards, it's like, all right, you want to go out to eat?
Now that business is done, how do you like your dick?
But I think it's dope, especially, y'all put your, this is a good question too.
That's funny.
Because people always ask me in terms of putting your personal life out there, you know what I'm saying? What's the balance, right?
Right.
I feel like a lot of the reasons why y'all don't have girls in your DMs like that is because people know y'all are booed up, y'all are wifed up.
Right,
they're not trying to be disrespectful, especially in the screenshot era. Feel me?
People
were definitely more disrespectful pre-screenshot age, right?
Yes,
so how do you navigate separating personal and what you put on the internet? Because, I deal with the same shit. You got your whole family. Yep. Your mom's is out there dancing, killing it. Your little brother, you know what I'm saying? You got your chick on there. How do you keep that balance?
You want to answer that first?
No, go ahead. I'll answer second.
Well, honestly, I feel like it's just, it comes down to like a balance. Like, you got to decide what you want to share first. Like, you ultimately is like, it's all in your control. So for me, the things that I want to share is always the sides of my friends and my family and my significant other. Like, I always want to share the sides of them that I fell in love with. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the things about them that they might not post, I'm going to post because it's funny as hell. Like, Renzel, like, doing things that, like him throwing a sandal at my phone because I'm recording him doing something ridiculous. And he'll, like, on point, like, from across the room hit my phone with a sandal. That shit's funny. Like, his accuracy, his precision is funny. People don't know that he's
got
very...
got this from his mom, for sure.
Right, he's very calculated. That's some, he on some other. And then, like, even with my girlfriend, like, everything's so calculated with her on her social media. Like, Ditto does not play about her angles and her videos. Like, her content is very... she takes it very seriously. So for me, I'm like, all right, let's not put you in a serious space. Like, let me catch you doing something goofy sometime. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was about to say. I feel like if you just keep everything, like, fun for the most part, then, like, posting them doesn't feel like I'm forcing them to do it. You know what I mean? Like, as long as we're making these moments just fun, like, that's the most important thing. Like, and the balance thing is another thing. Like, I don't post every day, like, what my wife would do or my future wife would do for me or... Man, I'm getting too. I get too carried away. I'm like, this is my wife already. Like, this is my wife.
No, that is your wife. Go ahead. Say that shit.
That's my wife.
Say that shit.
She's going to be like.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not shy. I'm not gonna shy away from that. But like with my mom, like, it's just crazy, bro. What?
Why your hand in your pocket?
Let him show his watch off.
Oh no, I was gonna say that's Chicago.
I was about to say that's a Chicago thing.
I know your mom got people in her DMs though.
She does. So does my girl. Like, oh, of course. It's crazy. Like, she'll literally post. It's so funny being in this like social media era because you can see the difference literally. Mm. Like, she'll post a photo of me and her, 200 likes.
Oh, of course. Oh,
yeah. Then she'll post a photo of herself, 20,000 likes. I'm like, oh, y'all crazy.
Yeah, because when I DM'd your mom, right, it was like, I was like, damn.
Met my mom, didn't you?
Hey, bro, I was. Hey, you know what's crazy?
He said he just reminded you how close he was.
Right,
you
right.
See that? He's like, real funny.
He said you can get touched.
Yeah, you real close right now.
I feel like I did. I feel
you
like
did
I
did meet her because we went to the mall the next day after the show.
Oh shit!
As a big ass Asian group of people walking around.
Oh,
like, you guys want to get
she was your chauffeur.
Oh, yeah, she was your God. Chauffeur.
I still remember texting.
That was so long ago. You just unlocked the memory in my brain. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know she like. I mean, back then when I met her, I didn't know she'd be dancing and shit. Mm-hmm. That's tight. She'd be killing them shits.
Nah, that's where I got it from. Her and my pops. My pops danced too. They met at a party battling. Like,
oh shit.
That's
like, you know, like, you got served and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally them.
Oh,
like,
that's so dope. That's
literally
so dope.
Them.
Wait, can you remind me, y'all met each other, I mean, forever ago, but like, how did the conversation go of, you're dope. Let's work together?
Man.
So, like, how did that happen?
So after I graduated eighth grade, I moved 20 minutes away to another town called Hoffman Estates. And he was already about to be a senior. Mm. And I walked in for registration and I met my counselor for the first time. I'm like, and I'm a new kid. So I was a freshman going to a
new. He was like, come out your pockets, cuz.
Oh my God.
No, she.
Don't make that sound
like that's a black joke.
And the counselor, she was doing a counselor thing. She's like, what do you like to do? I was like, dance, like basketball sometimes. Mm. Like, so, oh, there's two dancers here that I already do that stuff, so maybe we could like introduce you. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't think it was actually gonna happen. Like,
word.
They just be saying shit, you know? Like,
that's true.
And then like there was talent show auditions, like the first week of school, and I was like, oh, this is my chance to show the school,
show a senior,
show who I am, like show who I am.
Word.
So I signed up, and then I see his brother dancing in the hallway, break dancing, and I'm like, damn, I fuck with that shit. Let's. So I walk up to him. I didn't have any friends yet, so I was like, I have no choice but to meet you by connection. You know what I mean? Like, so he was dancing. I met him. He's like, oh, you should meet my brother. He's at the front of the school. I just so happens to be there. And I walk up to the front of the school and I see my counselor standing next to him. And she's like, oh, that's the kid I'm talking about. That's the kid I was talking about.
Like a movie.
Literally like a fucking movie. Like, I'm not making this shit up. So I walk up to them and she's like, This is him. Mm-hmm. You guys dance. Do the dance.
Do the dance right now.
Yeah.
Do the dance.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And I just remember seeing him. He had glasses, an afro, and like this denim jacket that he wore like every other day.
That one, the signature piece.
The signature
piece.
I
thought it was Dragon Ball Z.
And this is when people still wore foxtails. You remember that shit?
Oh my God, that was so cool.
Yeah.
The chain.
Yeah,
that was so
dope. Like, we were wearing foxtails and all that shit. And he was like, you should come over after school one day. And I was like, all right, bet, for sure. And then I told one of my homies, like, in class, I was like, yo, this dude told me, like, I should go hang out with them after school. Like, this is the. And then as soon as I brought up TFK, which is what they went by at the time, there was no abbreviation. There was no The Future King.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, wait, who?
He invited you to your house, kid?
He was like, he invited you to their house? And, I was sitting there like, why are you on my desk, bro? Like, why are you on my desk? Literally, bro. And I was like, okay, let me go home and research who the fuck I'm about to like potentially link up with. Mm-hmm. And on YouTube, I looked up TFK, Chicago, like whatever.
Oh, you had popping views when you were still in high school?
Man, we had one jerk video that hit a quarter M. And we
Like jerking.
Yes.
It was a battle and it was just captured really well.
Amazing. Y'all want to know a secret?
What?
Me and Rick, during the jerking craze, Nikki Blades.
Okay.
We're so close. I'm talking about we had beats downloaded. We're about to release a fucking EP of jerk tracks.
Where's it at?
The group was called Five Empty Pockets.
Oh!
We never recorded.
We had beats.
It was written.
We had a couple hooks. My verse was written.
Tim's still working on it.
Y'all released it?
No.
No, because then we would have been jerk artists. You feel me? Like, you know, even though like...
Where the beats at?
They're probably on a external somewhere.
You see them wheels turning?
I mean, you hear the music nowadays. It's like coming back to
people
that.
On jerk beats again. Yeah, true.
It's coming back.
But you won't. I feel like if we would have popped off back then, like, because even cats that were so good back then, like, I feel like,
Audio Push
was popping.
YG
was jerk music?
Yes.
What?
He started as jerk, like, it was that era.
Are y'all kidding me? Mm. Amy, she a model, two-step featuring FaZe. You're talking to the right guy. Like, I'm a real YG fan.
Like, Legacy, I always feel like was super slept on. He could have had his own
legacy.
Fucking
I said YG, career. He brought a Legacy.
I mean, look.
Shout out to Legacy. Legacy's dope. Yeah. I'm saying, like, I brought up.
Yeah, wasn't rocking with YG over here until Tooted and Booted.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. True. But, like, for me, it's like. Like all we had was YouTube, so that's why this is such a big deal, you know.
Yep. Okay, wait. With the age difference, now that I'm thinking, you were looking up to him, right? How was that? Because you were eighth grade, and you were like a senior, senior. How did that go to where? Okay, he came, and then now you want to work with him.
Honestly, like
it was the difference in like
perspective.
I was coming from a background where I already knew like people like Brian Puspos and like all the dancers from ABDC and like World of Dance, like that background. So I already had like a idea of what I wanted to go for as far as dance. When I met him, jerking was new to me. Mm. Like, I was like, because he's from LA, like he's from Long Beach. So I was like, damn, I've never seen that style before. Like, I'm from the Midwest. Like, I know footwork. I know, like, choreo and stuff. Lifey's from New York.
Is it?
It's from New York.
No, I meant, it's another feet from
Beach
Chicago.
Of Feet. Oh, no, that's DC. That's DC.
I don't know, man.
Look. You don't know things.
I don't know shit. He's just going to keep throwing out names.
You know. Something about feet. Chicago feet.
Feet fetish? What's that about?
Suffer defeat.
Suffer defeat.
Wiki feet, what's that?
Oh, my God.
No, but the difference in like our styles is what really brought us together. Uh-huh. So I went to his house and like it was so fucking funny, bro. Cause shout out to Ian Eastwood, man. I went to one of his workshops in Chicago and I learned this piece like earlier that year. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, it was straight out of a movie, bro. I went into his house, there was other dudes on the couch. And they're like looking at me like, who the fuck is this kid?
Ian, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this guy? And like, his brother was at the computer playing music. He was like, and I was like, bro, could you turn this song on for me? And it was the song that I learned Ian's choreo to.
Oh, wow.
And I just pulled his routine out the bag. Because I couldn't freestyle for shit. Like, I wasn't that dancer yet.
Yeah.
And I did the routine and they're like, goody shirt.
Right.
You're on the group now.
Right. This motherfucker's a natural.
And I'm like, damn, that's hilarious. Crazy.
It
sounds
this
so
shit's
cookie
really
cutter.
A movie.
It's literally a movie.
We took that shit seriously, man, because there's a knowing in the shit. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. Like, when you see these old-ass photos of, like, you know, you'll see, like, Tupac and E-40, like, or, like, Dre, and, like, just a room full of legends. There's a knowing in capturing that moment and then fulfilling the prophecy. You know what I mean? Like, this right here... It's crazy because we have like a whole trip, like a documentation trail, like of just like from the earliest YouTube video that we just mentioned to right now. This is alone, just like proof. Like,
I agree, man. You know what? And that's why like I wanted to have you guys on and give you your flowers too as youngins in the game coming up. You know,
because yes,
I do feel like you know, I don't have a lot of fucking young people on here. Because, you know, I hate these fucking kids.
Oh, my God. No, we don't.
No, we do. I do. I literally do.
No, I hate all of you except for them.
But, like, I feel like the fact that, like you said, there is documentation. Like, when I met y'all, y'all weren't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was pizza boys, like you said. And it was like, I thought it was, it's like
I worked
kinda
at Chuck E. Cheese at the time. Yeah. I dead ass worked at Chuck E. Cheese. So
that's tight.
Just, it's different. And, it is different.
You know, yeah, no, Chuck E. Cheese pizza does it different. I miss it.
It does.
It's good, bro.
It's really good. It's actually legit good. It's so but good. I think there is something there in the fact that, you know, I kind of have run into y'all in really random events in random times of life and have, like, seen the progression. You feel me? And I think it's beautiful. And
that's a blessing, bro. And yeah, you too, man. Like, thanks, that's why, man. It's kind of crazy. I feel like nobody really gives you your flowers the way that you deserve
it. Facts!
I feel like God. I feel like it's no, I mean it though, because there's a place that you have reached. Like, it, you are exactly what you were. What you wanted to be was like the Will Smith, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted to be Will Smith of your, but you are literally the only you that exists. Thanks, in man. Your world. Tell bro. Him. So we are very grateful for you, because you inspired this. Like, we're exactly, children, bro. We're children of you guys, man. Like, you guys are the goats.
I appreciate y'all, man. That's beautiful, bro. Thank you, guys.
For real,
man.
You inspired this friendship.
Look. Because you was like, I need an Asian homie.
I need the credibility. I tried. Every time I try to gain weight, I end up. It just doesn't.
You failed me, son.
Sorry,
bro.
Damn, Rick.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'll teach you.
He's that uncle again, pulling up with some food. Like, come here. You gotta eat this.
Well, shit. Let's talk about this new track y'all got that's popping off.
Album.
Album, the whole
yes,
ass album.
There you go.
Yeah.
Came Forever, the album, From Home, out on all streaming platforms.
Tell us about, you was telling me on your way here, it just hit a
it
million
just
streams.
Hit 1 million. As we're pulling up.
And how long has it been out?
A couple weeks.
Well, this is the first week of 2023. This is the first week we've been able to actually push it.
It just came out.
But it just came out.
That's nothing to shake your dick at, guys. That's beautiful, guys.
Unless you're shaking it in a
or
good
make,
way.
Or unless you're shaking it in a good way, exactly. Then it's something you should shake your dick at.
What?
Damn. That's dope.
Don't listen to him. You know what? You guys have grown up enough to know some of the shit you don't got to repeat.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, repeat it all. It'll get you here.
You don't got to shake your dick at this.
If you don't repeat it, you will fail.
You can't shake it in.
Okay.
Bruh, no.
Oh, shake your clit at the shit too.
Whoa,
how do you do that?
Again, y'all outgrew him. It's okay.
Damn.
Nah, but that's lit. That's dope.
Thank you, bro.
And so what do you feel like is the focus? I mean, you guys still doing dance videos, of course. Yeah, I mean, I feel like
never gonna stop.
You have to, right?
We love dancing, bro.
Right. It's your passion. It's what got y'all bonded as homies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like what a great time to be rapper/dancers in the TikTok era. That's you feel me?
You know?
Where a lot of people, I feel like traditional artists are like, we need to come up with a fun dance get our song popping. You know, y'all, that's what y'all do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are looking to you guys now to help their songs get to people that they normally wouldn't get to. How does that feel, being able to take control of that versus having to reach out to other people to try to be a part of the culture right now?
I mean, like, we took the role of just being, like, creative directors. So it's, like, it's not really so much as, like, oh, they're dancers. Like, we break records for artists that we actually respect. So it's, like, it comes to it. And now it's a more, like, it sounds transactional, but, like, really it's a career path choice that was fueled by a passion or a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, we dreamt about having this type of trajectory, but, like, being able to work with people that we really like. Like, every song that I like, for example, WAP IT, my man Lil Vader, you're going to have the number one record, independent. I already know this. Lil Vader, WAP IT. The video, the song's currently at, like, 73,000 videos on TikTok.
Damn.
And it just dropped, like, early December, late November.
And he was like, yeah, blah, 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 Lil Vader. I was like, wait, what? What was that name?
And Vader's just, right.
I'm like, you know, that's my daughter's name, right?
Right.
y'all gotta play.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to change your name.
nah, but, like.
Did you want another shot?
Yeah.
You know what? I said that way.
I'm driving.
I mean, since
anyway.
We're celebrating, you're driving.
Yeah.
Look at that. Smart
and you're not
man.
Drinking.
Nope.
And you're engaged. Yep. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
Jeez.
No, it's very Rick off. Of you.
Let your
it's very
hair
Rick
down,
of you.
Gotta make it home. That's a good way to be.
On skippy.
Gotta make it.
Don't forget the point you were about to make. He cut you off like a motherfucker.
No, that's all good.
That's why Rick is here for. To remind you. Gotcha. Not of that shit. That's not even. Oh my God. Somebody.
Always looking out.
Rick, get your friend. Get your friend. This is your friend.
Wait, hold on.
You'll get there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ah, dirt.
Oh, you're mixing.
No, this is for her.
I was about to say, you're crazy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to
1 milli.
Cheers to,
yeah, congrats.
Cheers to all the success, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love to see it.
So you were talking about Rick. Remind him.
Oh, yeah. So I remember now. But yeah, like we use these opportunities to work with the artists that we like. Now, not just dancing to their music, but like now it's turned into a way for us to work with them. And we just creatively directed and shot and choreographed for WAP IT for Lil Vedder, because we want to use our platform to help like facilitate artists that we want to see have like a farther, like actually unlock their potential. So like,
and another thing, like a lot of people don't realize, like when you're an artist, like a dancer or rapper, like, and you're doing this independently, like you're not just the rapper, like you have to be the director for your own shit. You got to edit your own shit. You got to push your own shit. So you are a label already, but people are pushing towards like, I need the label so I don't have to do this shit anymore. But really, like that's the most, that's the best way to do it, because you'll earn way more. You'll reap the benefits in every way. You'll be fulfilled because you're like, wow, I could stand on this at the end of the day.
And it's a power move. So if you guys do ever decide to work with other people, you know what it takes to get the job done.
Yep.
And I think it's dope that you can tell other artists see that it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like,
can y'all tell that it's different?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Because there's a bunch of dancers on TikTok.
Right.
And there's dancers who probably get more views.
For sure.
That are not getting the looks that y'all are getting. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Like when y'all did the baby shit.
Who
else from TikTok would have been able to do
that?
Yeah.
Who would have been there with the Jabberwocky?
Charli D'Amelio.
Exactly. The views she get, ain't nobody doing that with her. You know what I'm saying? Like it's shit like that. So it's dope when people can see that it's different, because y'all are responsible for a ton of the fucking viral TikTok sounds, right? Shit that I didn't even know was y'all at first. I'm just hearing all the time.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, this them again? God damn.
How did the baby shit come about?
Actually, Renzel had connected with Spicy Rico first. We had
one
danced.
One of the real goats.
Yeah.
The directors.
Man, they're the shit. We learned a lot from them along the way. This man tagged the directors in a dance video that we did to one of the baby's early tracks. I think it was like, what was it? Walking Texas Ranger?
Babysitter.
Walking Texas Ranger first and then Babysitter. Yeah. But Babysitter had blown up on YouTube. That really got their attention, because like the way that we had shot it was just like very practical. It was in the street. And then, I mean, we remained like contact. We would just like respond to each other's stories and stuff. And then when he had Bop, I remember Spicy and I actually like getting on the phone. I was in L.A., and Spicy goes, "Hey man, look, I need dancers, bro. I'm gonna need your help rounding up these dancers. We gotta do something creative. I'm trying to go for like a Broadway concept." I'm like, "Dude, you know who I just met last night?" He's like, "Who?" I said, "The Jabberwockies." And he laughed. He's like, "Bro," he was like, "We can't afford the Jabberwockies." I was like, let me ask them, bro, because those are my heroes. And I couldn't even believe they knew who I was, but they was actually fucking with the Future Kings. So I was like, "All right, look, let me talk to him." Call up KB, call up Nick. KB was like, "You know, let me talk to the Dragons and let me see what." I didn't think they were gonna come. 5 a.m. on the day of the shoot, they are like on time, sprinter full. Like they drove themselves.
Wow.
Yes,
they drove from Vegas to LA.
Their own sprinter.
Damn.
Like they pulled up like on some like look, and then at Saturday Night Live, they didn't even have to do this. I wasn't prepared for this, my damn. So Saturday Night Live, after the video was done, the baby sitting in the dressing room right next to me. I'm sitting right here. Nick No walks up, the manager of the Jabberwockies, walks up and he goes, "Hey man, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Like, thank you for having us." And the baby's like, "No, thank you guys. Like, that shit's going up everywhere right now." Because it was like, it was trending crazy. And like, everybody was shocked because the Jabberwockies had like came back and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they even told me, like, they were in their cave for a little bit. Like, they were just doing their Vegas show and just chilling, you know? But that video started up a whole different kind of wave for everybody. Not even just the Jabba Walkies and DaBaby, but for everybody. It changed everybody that was involved. But when Nick knows, he said, yo, like, if it wasn't for Isaiah, we wouldn't even have pulled up. We wouldn't have known. And DaBaby, that's me. I'm Kang Isaiah. So this man, DaBaby, this is like probably the only words he's ever said to me ever. He goes, so you the one that parlayed this. I was like, I get. and then that's what he was like, oh man, you real for that. You just took up with me, and I was like,
don't downplay that moment, bro. It was not big. Downplay that moment.
I can't, bro.
I was there too. We just performed. Hold on. Yeah. We just performed at SNL with DaBaby. J-Lo Finesse was hosting that shit.
Oh,
yes. And we were there, and we were backstage in the dressing room, in our dressing room. DaBaby wasn't even supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
And we're sitting on the couch. We're like, bro, we just did that shit for real. And like the Jabberwockies got like half a mask on, like taking their clothes off already. I'm like, and then he just walks in, no security, sits on the couch. He's like, sweat, all that shit. He's like, damn, that was crazy, right? he's looking at him like this. Like, man, wait. So you was the one that, oh man, damn, hey, good look. Like,
nah.
Like, I was just shocked. I was like, is this really happening right now?
And then
he was like, what y'all doing tomorrow? And then I was like, we were like, shit, finna go back to the crib. Like,
I mean, what you know, like,
he was like, y'all want to come with me to DC? And I was like,
what was that for?
It was for another show that he had. So we ended up going with him.
Go look at the Jefferson Monument.
It was already late as hell at like 11 p.m. And he was like, y'all want to come with me to DC tomorrow? I was like, shit, like, we might as well. Like, and we just kept going. Performing bop as much.
Oh, y'all went on tour with him basically.
Kind of, sort of.
In a couple cities. There was a couple.
We did Rolling Loud.
LA. We did Rolling Loud. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
We rolled out the whole. Then he got banned.
Cause y'all, he got banned. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't get banned with us.
Not with us. This was pre that.
This is pre. So this is pre.
We were solid.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful, man. I love to hear it, man. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
What are you guys working on currently? You know, I mean, the album just dropped.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that we like put the, because the album was more geared on like
release,
yeah, like and pushing the album was one of those things where we were like kind of conflicted about it because there was so much of our like our feelings invested in that and making the album because it's a story. Like a lot of people don't know that it's not just a bunch of tracks you could dance to. It's all the album is supposed to do is tell you the story of how we rose and how things had to change and how we're making the next step into our musical career and entertainment career and just all of the other things that we're very passionate about. And now we're back to having music that's
fun.
Yeah, we're back to having fun with the shit. So now we're collaborating again. We're shooting videos again. We're working again. Cause we had to like kind of be like, all right, let us focus on this album. And we were dropping things as a distraction to kind of, I know, you know, like staying relevant is like a chore. So like,
yeah, I'm gonna send y'all something to hop on because I need to be relevant to these kids. I need these kids to listen
traffic
to me, bro.
Future and the future kids.
So
on
I'm
the
gonna
way.
Get y'all on a.
Not Tim anymore. No.
I don't want traffic. I want Chunk Dirty. I need Chunk Dirty.
Chunk Dirty retired, bro.
No,
just like traffic retired.
Bro,
what you talking about? What you talking about? Right here. Shit.
Chunk Dirty was Rick without the mustache. That was different.
I didn't have a beard. I had a mustache.
You had a mustache.
I had a mustache. I never had a mustache.
Okay. Respect. I thought you know.
Oh man. Well, shit, man. Look,
look. He said, "Oh man."
Oh man. look, man. I think it's beautiful. I love to see the progression and the evolution. And you know what? Proud of you guys.
You know?
Thank you.
Hey,
you
and shout out to your guys' friendship. This shit is cute. I mean, as somebody who's not a part of what is happening right here, you
don't
guys,
have any friends.
Yeah.
You don't have any friends?
Different. My friendships are very different, but it is really dope being in a room with people who genuinely have been able to work together. Yeah. And also maintain a friendship along with family and all that. So I know a lot of people don't get to see this. You hear throughout LA, Hollywood, all this stuff is that, you know, you end up leaving when you get on and all this other shit. You guys have relationships. You guys have friendships. It's very nice to be in a room with people who are genuine to the people that they started with. So
facts.
It is. Nice. It is. Oh, thanks. So it's always nice to see that. And I think that it comes through in the conversation, and especially when you remind him of his moments not being so small, and being able to hype him up. And I don't see jealousy, especially amongst this group. Yeah, so I think that it is very nice for me to see, and also for everybody else to be a part of.
Yes, yes. It's nice and it's important, right?
It is important.
People always ask me like, yo, Tim, how are you in Hollywood? How you deal with the fake people, right? In the industry. I'm like, I don't. I deal with real Rick, people. I deal with the fucking homies, and that's it. Like, everybody else is coworkers in this shit. You know what I'm saying? No one else holds any type of value. Like, we work together, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how I keep my sanity, is I keep the real ones around me, and I feel like y'all got a good foundation, and that's so important for what you're doing, and I think it's beautiful.
Can I ask you a question while I have you? Because, like, I actually noticed that about your career. Like, no jokes or anything. Mm-hmm. I really need to know what your perspective is on this. Like, have you ever felt like you were going to have to deal with consequences because of that? Like, because of that choice that you made, like, creatively or just, like, even internally? Like, I'm only going to deal with my people, like, my friends.
I'll tell you this, bro. Like, and Robin Couch, Robin Couch has heard me say this a million times. But, like,
Love you, Robin.
I navigated like this, right? Because people be like, yo, how do you deal with the fake shit? Like, everybody in Hollywood just wants to use you, all that shit, right? And I feel like I don't see it as being fake when you are dealing with people in the industry, because everybody want something from each other, right? I feel like it's like this. When I worked at California Pizza Kitchen and I was like slanging pizzas, just like y'all were slanging pizzas at that show, if my boss says something crazy to me, I'm not about to like pop off on him, right? Because that's my boss, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, he wants me to do a job, I'm here to do a job. So even when I'm out at these events or when I'm out having meetings, everybody to me is a coworker, you feel me? So it's like, I keep the relationships, like, I prioritize them in the way that I prioritize the relationships how they are. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I keep my homies, like, Rick is my boy. I keep it real with him on everything. And it's like, I don't feel the need to keep it necessarily real with everybody in Hollywood, because these aren't my real friends. These are coworkers. Everybody's a coworker to me. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm out at, like, events, even when I'm schmoozing.
Well, that's why I feel like a lot of people get their feelings hurt out here, just in general, you know? Like, they just assume everyone's your friend. But instead of taking it as business, like, you have to prove yourself in business.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, even in friendships, you need to make sure that you bring something to the table. Yeah, so while you guys are out here, you have to be aware. It's trial and error. Right. And a lot of the times when you have those that are close to you that will be honest, that's going to help. Because even getting to work with these guys, you know, I'm outside the group. And when he had reached out, it was because I had a background in what we were doing. He's like, yo, I think you're cool as a person, but you actually bring something to the table, which they remind me constantly of. It's like, look, you're here for a reason. Mm-hmm. So as you start to build professionally, you do come across people that you like genuinely, but it's still a matter of proving it. And every day we show up into the studio, we do hold each other to a certain professional level.
Standard, right?
Yeah, there's a level of where, like, look, I may like you, but Rick will remind me, Nicholas, did you send the papers over? And because I know that this is business, I never take it personal. And you just always have to remember that you're here to do a job. And every time you do that, when someone speaks to you, maybe in a tone that's more professional than personal, don't get upset.
Right,
we have a job to do.
Absolutely.
So you guys always being real and professional with each other is going to take you very far. I mean, Rick holds him accountable. Tim gets to be Tim.
Damn.
But to answer what I think you was trying to ask.
Well, I got like two awesome answers. So far I got, it's not keep it real with everybody. It's keep it real with this and then like everybody else's coworker. Then for you, it was more of like, it's like a, remember you're in the business. Yes. Don't take things personally and hold each other accountable. So I needed that, but and then
there is a chance that you miss out on stuff not being buddy-buddy with everybody.
Right.
Right? But it doesn't necessarily matter as much now, and especially with the way y'all are doing stuff, because the people who are going to give you the best looks, they give a fuck about your numbers mostly. They don't care about you being their friend and all of that shit, right? And then you do good work. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing y'all put out that's like, this is trash, but they're them, so it's popping. Everything's quality. So with that, you don't have to play the game. You don't have to, okay, well, let's try to be friends with this person. You can stay there and just keep producing good shit.
Right.
And it's not going to make you miss out on too much. There is going to be some shit where they're going to pick this person who's been sucking ass for 4 months over you. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think any of that shit is going to be worth sucking the ass.
Also, I feel like it's a balance of sucking ass. You feel me? Like,
there's some ass you gotta suck.
I suck a little ass. Like, when I'm at events, I'm cool with everybody. Like, I'm cool with everybody. Like, yes.
I don't consider that sucking ass. Though. Like, okay. I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
You can be cordial, be nice. Don't be a dick. Don't be like you ain't my people. Get away from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to go out of your way. Because motherfuckers, people call networking here. They try to have real ass friendships and call it networking.
And that's the connection that I was making is some people get their feelings hurt because this is business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be like, who cares? We all here to make money.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah. I feel like that was my biggest lesson last year. There was a lot of friends that I treated like they were like one of us. Cause I wanted that. I wanted the extension of like, all right, look, let's give them 100% and they'll know because you knew, you know what I'm saying? You knew to give back 100% or just love, like at least reciprocate the love or acknowledge it. And then like when I got 10% back, I was so disappointed and I took it personally. I was like, that motherfucker could never die.
But you know what? Then, that shows who you are. That's it's never bad to give somebody a shot. Right. You just learn from it, right? That shows your character, and then it shows theirs. Right. So as you go through this career and you have people around you that you know is going to give 100, you're just more aware of who deserves what. So instead of 100, you may be like, here's 20.
Damn.
Here's another 10. As it grows and everybody proves themselves, you get to a point to where it's like, this is a dope person versus this is just a dope partner.
Wow. Okay, hold on. I'm not gonna lie.
Fucking my head up.
That was fucking dope though. Yes. Hold on. So you give them this much.
And then you just slow. Yeah. I use that in the sense of like relationships.
Right.
When you start dating somebody, you never give them 110 off the bat. Like trust is always earned.
Yeah.
Treat it the same because business and personal is still a transaction. Damn. So you have to earn it regardless. Damn. Trust is one of the hardest things to earn, but the easiest thing to lose.
Right.
So just give them a little bit here and there so you're never disappointed.
Right.
You're only disappointed when you put expectations on people that you think they should reach. But just because you think they're capable of it doesn't mean they think they're capable of it.
Shit.
And here's what's beautiful about the fact that y'all already have like friends and a solid family and base. It's like, who the fuck cares about these people? We're here to make money.
Fuck them people.
Fuck them people. You know what I'm saying?
You'll learn. Like, that'd be one of your favorite sayings. Fuck them people.
Fuck them people. Fuck them. In a nice way.
We here to make money.
In a nice way. Yeah,
don't tell them that.
We're here to make moves and make money. You
that's
know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
At the end of the day,
that's
it.
Honest. Mm-hmm. Man, do it up.
But yes, I fuck with y'all, and I love what y'all guys are doing, and I love what you guys have accomplished. And hey, I appreciate you. Give it up one more time.
Yeah.
Pulling up.
Continue success.
Where can we find you? Anything you want to plug last minute?
Drop everything. Give all the details.
What do we want to say, man? What do you want to say to the people?
Man, stream the album. A lot of you guys that are Future King supporters, stop exposing yourself. Listen to the album. I know if you've listened to the album. I know if you haven't. Listen to the album and listen for the story. That's one thing. Then, yes, we still make dance videos every week. Every week, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. It's everywhere. But Lil Vader, Kangsta, on the way. That's all I can say about that.
She gonna start talking soon, so we'll get her on a track.
Hey, Tim's about to do a dance video coming out.
Oh my God.
Look, Baby Vader.
You should get Baby Vader to do a dance.
See, Lil Vader's got a son that's 8 months old.
Oh, word.
And I call him Mini Vader. So.
No, we already claimed that.
Mini Vader? You call her Mini Vader? No, what do you call your daughter? I need to know.
Baby girl.
I thought that was just for social media.
I call her Dorothy.
Darth Vader.
Dorothy. Oh, shit.
Look at this.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Well, shit, once again.
What do y'all want to plug?
Nothing.
But follow us on Patreon.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, sure. We got to cash that too. If you feel like donating some money to that.
Just in case, you know, every day I do this, I don't have to sell feet pics. So thank you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pay for the Jaeger.
Yeah.
Pay
for that. Yeah, Jaeger, sponsor us. This is the last time we're going to be drinking y'all on the show. But
it's a first. Yes, it's a first. It is a first.
Let me take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you.
Oh,
that's all you, bro.
It's going to be my problem.
Hold the bottle.
Yeah. Let me hold the bottle.
All right, y'all. Thank you for watching. Listen to No Chaser Podcast. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Yeah. All that bullshit. Shout out to the Kangsters one more time. I'm Tim Chantaranzu.
I'm Ricky Shepps.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.
Came forever.